At the risk of repeating something many of you may have heard, I find these two following issues are a good illustration of what we will talk about today. A man was in danger of drowning because there was a flood, and water had come up to the front porch, and police officers were driving by saying, "You have to evacuate your house." And the man said, "God will save me." And then the water rose. He went up to the second floor, and a boat came by and said, "Please, we have to rescue you." And he said, "God will save me." And finally, on the top of his roof, as a helicopter announced to him, "This is your last chance," he said, "God will save me." And so he died. And he came before God, and the man said, "Why did you not answer my prayers? I wanted you to save me." And God said, "I sent you a car, a boat, and a helicopter. What more did you want?" It's the man who on his deathbed cried, "Why didn't I win a lotto?" And a voice from heaven came, "Buy a ticket." In other words, the illustration of these two simple stories, which many of you have heard many times, is that often people will say, "Religion doesn't work for me. God doesn't answer my prayers." Would you want a relationship where every time you heard something from someone, they wanted something from you? What's the goal of prayer? The goal of prayer is the same goal for every decent conversation in a relationship, is to get to know you. When we pray, do we say, "I want to get to know God"? Because that should be the goal. Einstein used to study physics and astronomy, and he said, "I want to know how God thinks." Won't you want to know how people think, especially the people who live with you? Don't you want to know how your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your grandparents, how they think, what kind of people they are? Don't you want to get to know them? That is the goal of prayer. So when we pray, sometimes people say, "Well, I don't know how to pray." The very first thing in prayer is you have to believe in God. And no one can make that decision or step for you. Do you remember the old Chinese saying that goes, "If you speak to me, I listen. If you show me, I watch. But if I do, I learn." Everyone, from a young child to an elderly person, has to make that act of faith. And remember, the test of faith is not if God listened to me and did what I want. Do you listen to everyone that asks you and do exactly what they want? Of course not. You have a personality. God gave you a brain, and you think about requests, you think about friendships and relationships, and you make your decisions accordingly. And so does God. I always tell people, who do you want making decisions about your life? Yourself, who has made many mistakes, or God, who never made any? That is why in the Our Father we pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And trust in God and get to know him, and get to know him by doing good things for his children. God can't do everything. He can't live your life for you. He can't force anyone to love him, and he can't force anyone to believe he exists. So when religion is based on cooperation with God's grace, on responding to his, accepting his forgiveness and salvation, then it produces good fruit. Sometimes we have the icon screen behind us and we forget one of the major lessons of it. It presents to us a picture of the vineyard, because Jesus often said that the world is like the vineyard. But what fruit does the vineyard produce? What is the product of this church? Good people. You can see the lives of the saints, the lives of Jesus. All the people in the icons give us an example. They had to live. They had to pray. They didn't know what the future held for them, but they believed and they cooperated with God's gifts and they wanted to get to know Him. That is why we often call saints the friends of God. And friends don't look at prayer as a menu, as something, oh God, I want to order this, that, and that, but I don't care about you. Prayer is all about giving your heart to the Lord and showing that in your life you care about His children. That is why He's our Father, not mine, not yours, not Christian, not Jewish, not Muslim, but God is the Father even to the atheists and agnostics, because truth is not determined by what I say or anyone else says. Things are true not because we say so, but because they are so. Christos rozdajecie.